Alright, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kufiyud Beis. On Kufiyud Beis, actually the last paragraph. So he writes over here, Hafrada ba'olam last section. Hafrada ba'olam ha-machshava ha-argosha v'ha-ma'ase. Literally a distinction between or within the world of thought, the world of feeling, emotion, and the world of action. Ka'amor la'el Ba'adam yeshnam shlosha chalakim. As we've said before, man is really comprised of three different parts. Machshava, thought, hargoshos, emotions, umasim, and actions. E'efshar lahafrid osam echad mi'asheni legamai. And the truth is, as much as we reckon them as separate parts, you really can't separate them totally. E'efshar lahafrid osam echad mi'asheni legamai. Ki gam kasher adam osam ma'ase. Because obviously, even when a person does an action, actions are laced or actions are intertwined with emotion as well as with actions. So what we were trying to focus on over this last chapter is this process of literally disentangling or separation of emotions. Remember also, because this entire chapter was all based on this two-tier model of man, or not two-tier, but two aspects of the persona of man, social man and solitude man. And the suggestion the Mechaber was making is that the way to go ahead and deal with negative social interactions, the way to deal ultimately with social stressors and social difficulties is to essentially find solitude man and to be able to go into that private place that is just you and yourself, along with yourself. Of course, the prerequisite to that is the ability to establish that private place just for yourself. He goes on. He says, E'efshar lehisnatik me'argoshos yisoch hargoshos atzman, lulei hishtamshos shakoach havdolo shukoach hadas. So for example, again, we've already seen that ultimately a person is unable to go ahead and distance himself from negative emotion without using the intellect. Shukol hachashiva, the power of thought. Lochein, hein ba'avodas hafradas hamasim hashalili mizir shalani. Therefore we see that the process of separating negative actions from my core identity, hein ba'avodas hafradas hargoshos hashalili, this process of going ahead and separating negative feelings, tamid ala adam lishtamish im koach hadas. So we'll say the Mechaber says something that we're all familiar with, but that again is necessary to restate. Obviously, nothing happens without intellect. Nothing can happen without intellect. Meaning the intellect drives every process. Even if I'm engaged in an emotional process, I must make the intellectual decision and draw on certain intellectual strengths and abilities in order to actualize that decision. He goes on. Lochein. Hein ba'avodas hafradas hamasim hashlilim. I'm sorry. Bezras Hashem bepam haba narchiv es hadvarim. Next time in Yeretz Hashem, we will expound on this a little bit more, and we will see nashlim unirateach es olam hamase. We will begin to focus a little bit more on the world of action, es olam hargoshos, the world of emotions, the es olam hamachshavos shel adam, and the world of thought. Ech Yisragel ha'adam lahafrid v'lo lezaus es achilek ha'shalili shebo imatzmo. How is it possible that a person can separate and not identify the negative part that is within him? See, the Rebbe said the point that we were focusing on, if you remember, part of what we learned, the Zohi Avodah Shetzricha Liyasos ba'adarga ube'itis v'ashem yisparach yanche kol echad b'derach hanachona. Fine. And this is a difficult Avodah, or I should say, not a difficult, a gradual avodah. An avodah that takes time, an avodah that's comprised of many steps, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow each of us to engage in this in the proper path. So I'll say, remember, two major pieces that we've covered over the last two chapters, which is actually three major pieces. And if you look on page Kofiud Gimel, we're about to begin now Parak Hey. So he goes in and summarizes this, but we'll just say this outside so we can cover a little bit more ground today. Essentially, what we have, we're working with three major tenets, or I should say four major tenets. Number maybe five. Right? So the idea is, first of all, Adam, man at his core, Adam David, Adam at his core is a neshama that is clothed by a guf. Remember, again, we spend significant time speaking about the idea that much of life is dependent on how you choose to self-identify. Do I view myself as a body that has an neshama inside of it, or do I view myself as a guf, as an neshama that is housed by a body? Now, although that may sound like semantics, it's not. It's very important, because how I answer that question, how I identify myself, is very important to how I view myself. That's piece number one. Piece number two is the Mechaber established that negative actions do not go ahead and make me a bad person. At my core, I am a good person. I'm a good person, but I'm a good person who may do bad things. I may do many bad things, but those bad things are like the clothing. That's like the layer that sits on top of my soul that does not really define the inner I. And part of the struggle is appreciating that, understanding it, and accepting that. So often in life, people have already labeled themselves as bad. That person walks around with that label, it's very difficult to gain any real forward life momentum. Third thing ultimately we learned is this yisod that man has two identities. Social man, solitude man. Social man we know very well. Solitude man, usually most of us don't know very well. Solitude man represents this ability for man to be alone with himself. Adam HaRishon, before anything else was created. And it is so important to be able to create this space in life where I just go where it's just me. No one else is there. Why is it necessary? Because in those times in life where social life, so to speak, becomes very stressful, becomes very difficult, where social interactions can become heated and sometimes very intense, a person needs a place that they can retreat to on their own. So it's like now we're going to bring all of this together. So let's begin Parakeh. We'll just get the paragraph or two. She says, Tadmis, page Kuf Yud Gimel. Tadmis Atzmis Chiyuvis. Mikoach Ha'aras Neshama. Be'ofen Klali, in a general sense, Hargashas Ha'adam B'yachas La'atzmo. It's very interesting. In general, the way a person thinks about himself can be divided up into two parts. Mahu choshev al atzmo, how he thinks about himself. Eichu tofes es atzmo, how he views himself. Ubenosaf, mahu choshev she'achirim choshvim alav. And a part of this also is how I think that others think about me. Or kilomar, eichu mezah es atzmo. So we'll say again, first part in understanding ultimately how a person feels about himself is literally how a person himself feels about himself and how I perceive others feel about me. Okay, the second part of this, however, is also how others really perceive me. How do other people perceive me? Do I feel that other people disrespect me? Literally, mizalzalim means like disparage me. So we'll say, he just inserts here, obviously, if I feel that people are disparaging me, there are two things that have to happen. Number one, I have to disconnect from those people. It's not healthy. It's not healthy to have relationships with people who are disparaging or who put me down. It's not good for my own sense of self. And the truth is, on a deeper level, chances are I'll end up really getting into it with these people as time goes on, which is not going to be good either. He says, "Bitzura kazu hu lo mezayim ma'achirim choshem ala betfisazu hu chayim atzmo." Fine. So I said, these are the two parts. These are the two parts of a person's self-identification. Literally, how I myself self-identify, and that is comprised of two parts. How I view myself, and how I think others view me. And number two is how others actually view me. Let's look at the last paragraph. Let's focus a little bit more on the first part. Let's focus on how I view myself. Let's leave aside for a moment how other people actively view me. Let's focus on how I view myself as an individual. But ma'amar ha-muskar, adayin yeshnon havchonos shazihui ha'adam klapei zulaso, kigon shu mitzapa sheichabdu oso, sheyevu oso, hu eineno misuga lis'alin legamrei, mimash shalo, pishkof yedalet, Mimashlo Ovimoso Vlomichabdimoso, Ki Hareha Adam Zokokla Ava, covered Vinidabra Azeb Ertsham Hamsha. So we'll say the Mechaber just points out something very interesting, which is just an aside, which is that again, as much as we want to focus on how a person views themselves, how I view myself, and we're not necessarily focusing as much, bless you, on how someone else views me. It's important. So it's a very important episode. You know, some people say, I don't care what other people think about me. I don't care. So just let me tell you something. It's flawed on two levels. You're supposed to care what other people think about you. Because the Torah said, V'yisem nikiyim, me'asham ha'ashem. You're supposed to present. You're absolutely supposed to care. If other people think what you're doing is inappropriate, if other people think that you're not an upright individual, that is an important thing because you're supposed to live a life that is upright in the eyes of others. So no, a person can never be so cavalier. Truly, it's not being cavalier. It's actually arrogance. When a person says, I don't care what other people think. You have to care. And not only that, not only do you have to care, but the truth is, I'm saying, everybody on some level yearns for some degree of acceptance from the other. Whether it's acceptance from the other, covet from the other, love from the other. We are social beings. And as such, again, we need some level of almost like emotional reciprocity from the other. See, he's just putting that in parentheses. So he's saying we're going to focus now on how man views himself, and we're not going to care as much about how he's viewed by others, but don't read that to think or to understand that it doesn't matter what the others think of me. It absolutely matters. But right now, we're going to focus on how do I build a healthy sense of self-perception of myself. So we'll stop over here for today. Next, we'll pick up top of Kofi Dala tomorrow. That's good. That's good.